What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Be Fit with Brian Pruitt. I'm your host, Brian, and this is episode two about fitness. So this is going to be my approach to fitness. It is a little bit different than most, I'd say. It's what works for me, and I hope that it inspires you and challenges you and motivates you to maybe look at your fitness and your physical health in a different way. Look at your fitness through a different lens. And my hope is to give you long-term success and not just short-term motivation. So let's get into it. A little bit of background with me is I always grew up playing sports. You know, I was always competing, staying active, so I always had pretty good physical health, I'd say. And I think that's important. I think if you're looking at having a family or raising kids, it's so important to get them outside of the house. I mean, there's so many kids these days that are just playing games or they're inside 24/7. And it's like, I've never been that way. Ask Gigi, my wife. I mean, I probably annoy her based on how many times I ask to go outside, or I'm like, hey, let's grab dinner out here, or let's just go for a walk. I mean, we do things outside 100%. Like we do a lot together outside, but I'm always the guy who I won't go a day without trying to get outside and just do stuff, right? Whether that's walking or running or playing tennis or pickleball or paddleboarding, you name it. If it's outside and the sun is out, it's a nice day, count me in. And I think that's a great point. I think the first point I want to make is gratefulness. Like right now, the fact that you have ears to listen to this podcast, right? That sounds super cheesy and corny, but the fact that you can hear my voice right now, the fact that you have a phone that allows you to hear my voice, right? The fact that you have a body, health, your physical health, that you can do things, you can walk, you can get out of bed, you can make yourself food, you can work for a living, and you can, more importantly, experience life, live your life, you know, go on a hike, run down the street, dance, jump. I mean, live your life. That's a blessing. That is incredible. And not everybody has that privilege. So I think the first point I want to make is the perspective of gratefulness and how insanely blessed we are, you are, I am, to live this life. You know, it's not like we're going to live forever. So that urgency really should kick your butt into gear. And I don't mean to work yourself to death. I mean to live your life, to create stuff and to put in work and to enjoy rest and to pursue hobbies and pursue fulfillment. That's what it's about. You know, you have this life that you've been blessed with. Take advantage of it. So for me, right, fitness is so much more than just looking a certain way, right? Like it's more than having a six pack or a certain body fat percentage. To me, fitness is so much deeper than that. And I think a lot of times what sabotages people's success and their happiness and all that is comparing their lives to others on social media, you know, especially in the fitness realm. Like we're constantly bombarded with images that aren't us. And I don't care where you are, if you're happy with where you are or you think you should be further than where you are, it's like you'll always find somebody who's better off than you, financially, spiritually, let's say, career-wise, right? And especially physically, you'll always find that person who's better than you. So I think the perspective has to come from a place of a healthy one, meaning when I see somebody who is in phenomenal shape and they're posting and I see some stuff, and you know, there's two ways I can perceive that. One is to say, oh, I'm not on that level. I must be worthless or I'm lesser value than that guy. Or there's the flip side, which is, man, that's awesome. Like that guy's killing it. I love that. Like keep doing you, man. That's you're crushing. That's awesome. And then that makes me want to level up myself. You know, that pushes me to be the best me for other people around me. So hopefully they are better and more inspired and motivated because of me, right? I just said me a lot. But basically that's the idea, is you have two approaches to social media and seeing people with success, whether that's physically or financially. Like I said, there's two ways to perceive that. And I think a lot of people, it's automatically to the negative, unhealthy way. They think they're lesser than, they think they're not as valuable, or they're not as deserving, or, you know, you name it, right? So my goal for you is obviously to get deeper than just the surface level, shallow parts of fitness, right? Like having abs, that's awesome. And honestly, if you work with the right people, you can get those abs, and those will just be a byproduct of a mental and mindset change that you've underwent, right? When I coach my clients, I always talk about desire. I talk about their belief system and their identity. Because look at it this way. If you identify as someone who's an athlete, somebody who is taking care of their physical bodies, their temple, right? Then saying no to partying for a week straight and eating crap and not moving your body and just being a slob, it doesn't align. So if you have an identity that is, no, I'm an athlete. My body is a temple. I'm going to take great care of this. Then everything else becomes easy, right? The food that you fuel your body with, the movement that you do every week. I mean, the workouts, the running, the walking, the hydrating with water. I mean, it all becomes second nature in it. And then, you know, because of that, the results are a byproduct of your identity shift, your deep desire to be more of who you are. So I guess this episode really is about that. It's the different approach to fitness, because I'm not just trying to get results. I want to change who I am. I want to become more than who I currently am now. And that's not coming from a place of want. I think first you have to accept where you are to be able to then move into who you want to be and work toward who you want to become, right? With the ultimate goal of becoming more so you can give more to other people. You know, my motivation, my deepest desire is to be the best version of myself possible. That way I can give the best version to Gigi, my wife, to my family, my future kids one day, my job, my clients, my relationships, my friends, my hobbies, you know, future trips, vacations. I want to live this life in the best way possible. Because the flip side is to think that nothing really matters and it's all, you know, it's all going to happen the way it does and we're all going to die. And it's, you know, why work hard? Why stay in great shape? Why work for anything, right? But it's like, no, because life is short, because we can experience life to the fullest, we should pursue that constantly. So I'll give you guys four of my core beliefs with fitness. And they come from a Christian perspective. Obviously, you guys know I'm a Christian. I'm a Jesus guy. He's changed my life in more ways than one. And I think with COVID, it's been the best thing for my spiritual journey, but also my physical journey, my fitness journey. So with that being said too, before I get into the core beliefs, that's exhibit A, how something so devastating or something so polarizing or something so extreme can either help you and push you and propel you to do better and be more, or it can paralyze you. It can put you down in fear, and it can keep you from being everything you're called to be. So I ask myself that every day, and I think you should as well. Are you becoming more of yourself? Are you moving forward in life? Or are you backing away? Are you stepping back? Are you living your life more so out of fear or complacency? Or are you actively, proactively standing up to the obstacles and pursuing the challenges to overcome them? Because that's what we're created to do, right? We're created to overcome. We're overcomers. And so I don't care what is coming at you right now in your life. You're built to overcome that. You're not built to cower down and get scared and to live in fear and to back down from that. You're called to rise above, right? You're meant for more. All right, guys. So with that being said, my four core beliefs when it comes to fitness, as a coach, as a Christian, as a husband, as a friend and a mentor to you, to other people, I hope, is number one, being not just a good steward, but a great steward. My body is a gift from God. So I really, truly believe our bodies, like I said, they're a gift from God. So we should take care of them. You know, there's a verse in scripture where it says, you know, it's talking about the talents and people were blessed with talents. And the people that did the most with those talents, they got even more. They got more blessings. They got more favor. And it's almost like the blessings were doubled down because they took advantage of it. But there was one person in that story in scripture who did not take advantage. He actually lived in fear. He was afraid to make mistakes or afraid to be everything he could be or develop those talents. And even that small amount of talent he had was taken from him. It was taken away. So being a great steward, I think it's that's for everything. That's for your money. That's for your talents, your hobbies, your work. Definitely for your body, right? If it means for being a good steward, being a great steward with your money, or being a great steward with your job, people can count on you. It definitely means being a great steward of your physical fitness. So like I said at the beginning, our bodies are a gift from God in this life. And if we can wake up, right, if we can walk, if we can make a living with our bodies, if we can, play and run and dance, we should be great stewards of our physical fitness. So, you know, if we're made to enjoy life and experience life, I think you have an obligation. Like, you should want to take care of your physical body, right? You should be getting better and healthier and stronger every single day. Because the opposite, there's only two ways to go. You're either getting more, you know, you're getting stronger, you're becoming more capable, or you're taking steps back. You're being more complacent. You are settling, right? And you're just going backwards. So number one is being a great steward, right? Take care of your physical body, because that's what you're created to do. I mean, we're created to live this life to the fullest. And it's not worth just coasting through life and not being in great health if it's in your power to do so, right? So number two, guys, real quick, self-control and discipline. So it's the idea of, you know, the discipline that's required in achieving peak health and physical fitness. It will no doubt establish better habits in other areas of your life. I mean, I'll argue that it helps every single other area in your life. When you double down and really pursue excellence with your fitness and display discipline, waking up early, right? Lifting weights, running when you don't feel like doing it. That, my friends, will help you achieve discipline and success in other areas of your life. So fitness becomes almost a vehicle to bring you more success financially, more success relationally, career-wise, hobbies. I mean, everything gets better when you focus and level up on your fitness. And watch this, guys. Like, this is important because we all know when you don't feel like doing it, it's easy to just make excuses. But the reality is those excuses and things holding you back will always be there. So are you actively saying, no, this is a priority. I'm going to make it happen for me and for my future so I can give more to other people, right? That's what it's about. All right, moving along to number three, guys. It's staying ready and useful. So to me, it's like I live with this mindset. It's kind of interesting to live with a future mindset, like an eternal mindset, like everything matters, but also to step back and really hyper-focus on today. Because I can be so future focused that I let priorities slip today. I miss workouts. I don't move my body. I don't eat well. I don't fuel my body well because I'm so focused on the future. But then the inverse is true too, because if we all focus on what feels good now and what just thinking about today and living for today, you're not going to save money. That's for sure. Right. You're probably just going to want to go to the beach and chill and drink and party and all this. Like, what's the point? So I think the balance has to be future minded, but present focused. So it's not either or, it's both and, right? So you have to live future minded, but you have to be focused on today. What can I do today to level up? What can I do today to win and do that? Think about stuff that's in your life. What can you do to make it better? 1% better and do it. Right? 1% better and do it, because it's going to pay off in the future. So by taking care of today and doing something of value today, you reap the benefits tomorrow. So another scripture that I love is in Ecclesiastes, I believe. And he was talking about reaping what you sow. It might be Psalms, but either or reaping what you, no, actually it's in the New Testament, whatever it is. it's reaping what you sow, right? You can't reap what you don't sow first. So to me, it's like, I wake up and I have to plant seeds. You've heard the quote, you know, what's the best time to plant a tree? 10 years ago. But what's the next best time? Today. So if you want to plant trees, you want to enjoy these trees in your life 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, plant some seeds today. Let's go. Plant some seeds today and your future self will thank you. All right. And number four, lastly, is loving and giving more of yourself. So I think I want to be more giving, more loving as time goes on. And so what fitness does for me is obviously it can make you more selfish. I think a lot of people get caught up in it and it's very self-focused, right? And it's hard not to be. But the flip side and the positive side, there's always two sides to the coin. And the flip side is when you pursue excellence with your fitness and when you pursue your best physical shape, you can then fill up other people, right? You can't pour out of an empty cup. You have to fill your cup. And what that means is you have to be getting better, getting stronger, doing something that improves your life. That way you can be more to people around you. You can be a better husband, a better wife, a better parent, a better boss, a better friend, right? It makes you better. It makes you more, and you can give to other people when you're strong, when you're happy and fulfilled, when you're taking care of your body. When you're doing all that, you will improve other people around you and therefore give more of yourself to others and your gift, right? Your specific, unique gift. And that's what it's all about, really. I mean, the things that last in this life, right? The things that last for good eternally are people and relationships. Like, hey, having a great car, having nice stuff, it's great. It's cool, man, sick, awesome. But what I believe is true is the impact you make on earth in this life has everything. It means everything. And it doesn't matter what car you drive. I mean, you know, it's like Denzel. I mean, someone quoted it. It's like you won't ever see a trailer behind a hearse. You won't ever see somebody be able to take their material possessions in this life to the next. So to me, it's like, yeah, take care of your body. Become everything you can be so you can give more of yourself to others, right? So you can be a better spouse, a better father, better mother, better coworker. Fill up your cup so you can give more to other people because that's what matters, my friends. So that is my approach to fitness in a nutshell. I will go down different tangents in the future, I'm sure. But that's kind of my overall point of view when it comes to fitness. I think a lot of people miss the point. They get caught up in certain things and it's all about aesthetics and this and that. But truly, the real flex, I posted this on my story the other day. The real flex isn't becoming more jacked and more shredded and being sexier and you know, whatever you want to call it, more attractive. It really comes down to the real flex is being a better human. The real flex is loving people more and being able to inspire people and to connect with them and to make them better, right? So for me, it's not really about the abs. It's not really about the aesthetics. I mean, yes, of course, I take pride. I love to feel good. I love to look good. I'd be lying to you if I told you I didn't. But if that's all it's about, then I feel like that's missing the point. Because like I said, my perspective, and I think anybody who's lived long enough realizes that life is short. Looks and aesthetics are fleeting. They'll come and go. You know, obviously you want to be pursuing excellence. You want to look your best. But at the end of the day, you have to realize it's not going to last. So keep that in mind and remember what I said about being future focused, but present minded. I think that's how I said it. But that's really it in a nutshell. It's understanding, hey, this is all temporary. But just because it's temporary doesn't mean you should just let it all go to waste. In fact, when you let it go to waste with that mindset, you lose out on the long-term benefits and you lose out on everything you could have been and everybody else you could have impacted. So I think that's going to be how I end this episode with two questions. And I've been reading this book by Jordan Peterson. The guy's a legend. So freaking smart. I'll read one page and I'll put it down and just have to like take a nap because it's so dense. So the two questions are these: who are you? Who are you right now today? And then number two is, who could you be? Who could you become? Because that, my friends, is what will help you in your fitness journey. Who could you become? And I'd argue with you that the limits to that they're unlimited. There are no limits to that. Who could you become? You know, what if you actually thought about who you could become and then relentlessly pursued that person, trying to become everything of what God made you to be? That's powerful. And so that's what fires me up. That's what gets me stoked on life. So I hope it gets you excited. I hope it allows you to step into this pursuit of becoming your best self, not just because that's trendy, but because everything matters and what you do in this life matters. And the people you lift up matter. So take that for what it's worth. I hope it helps. It's my fitness 101 in a nutshell. But with that being said, thanks so much for listening. If you found this helpful or insightful, I would ask you to send it to a friend or share it as you wish. But guys, thanks so much for listening, for tuning in. Hope you have an awesome day. Be fit and be healthy. I will see you guys soon.